Glory to Jesus Christ. The gospel we heard is very powerful because again we can see our Lord as a powerful God who really heals people. We have this blind man who really was terrible. To be blind or to be mute. How horrible it is. And Christ heals them. And it is great. And we believe in that, that our Lord has this power to heal us too. We have this faith, but many times we don't have this experience. Let's be really open to ourselves and to ask how many times we pray for healing, how many times we pray for something, and how many times we experience miracle. Well, it's not really very often. But we say, well, probably because God has another plan, and sometimes He does. But sometimes problem is that we don't ask correctly. Let's look again to this gospel. Let's take a look on those two poor people there, blind and mute. This blind man, he knew exactly what is his problem. This blind man, if you ask him, what is your problem, what is your real problem, he said, because I am blind. The same thing it was with this mute, there was exactly, they knew what is the problem. And Christ was asked directly, look at this problem, look at this blindness, look that this person cannot talk, look at this problem. And we believe that you can heal this problem, and He did it. To know what is our problem is the best way, because knowing the problem, we are really opening ourselves to healing power of Christ. It's like from in the this literature, in these books about holy fathers and monks, that you can find one story about a monk who became monk, and he spent in monastery 1 year, and then he decided to leave the monastery. The reason was because he said, those monks here are nasty. They are not nice to me. They always fight. I don't feel well in this monastery. So he left the monastery, he went to another monastery. He spent there 6 months, and he left because of same reason. Then he went to third monastery, and then again, he was not satisfied, he decided to go to fourth monastery, but because he entered that fourth monastery, he stopped at the building, the wall of the monastery. He started to think, what is going on? Can I find a monastery which would fit me? Can I find monastery, that... And he asked this question, an old monk who was coming out of the monastery, and he said, well, your problem is that you are trying to find monastery which would fit you. But remember, you should fit the monastery, not monastery to you. And he got it that moment. He realized the problem was not in monasteries. The problem was not in the monks. The problem was in his heart. Something what he couldn't recognize. It is like a weed. We can see these green leaves of weed, visible. And many times we try to clean our garden just to remove these green leaves. But if we don't remove the root, which is underground, which is not visible, we don't remove this weed. And many times we try to ask God, oh God, help me with that, or that. But we are asking just to, oh God, remove these green leaves, but we don't ask to pull out the root of that spiritual weed which causes problems in our heart. Actually, we are not able many times to put name to our main problem. Or, differently, we are not able to put name to our main sin, and each of us has this main sin. There is nobody is without that. Everybody has. Can you tell me? You don't tell it aloud, you know. But I'm asking that. Do you know what is that root of the weakness, problem, or sin in your heart? Do you have a name for that? Do you know that? It's not easy to find. My spiritual father in seminary told me, I know your main sin, this root. I said, please tell me. I said, no. He said, no way, you have to find it by yourself. Probably it took me 15 years to find, probably. I'm not sure, but I'm still looking for. But this looking for, to try to find that root of our weakness, of our sin, this is the way of salvation, because through this, many things are healed. We have a recorded picture about ourselves. And then we can really ask God for this. I'm blind, I'm mute, or whatever. I can ask, Christ, help me. Recognize that. God knows that, but recognize that main root is spiritual process, which a teaching process, which God wants us to do. How can we do this? It's easy way, but well, it's forgotten these times. And this is something what we should do several times per day, and at least evening before we are going to sleep, it's to ask our conscience to go through our day and to find out what was good and what was bad, and to ask for forgiveness. And we do this. I think that each of us does, as we say to Lord evening, oh Lord, please forgive me all my sins. What is great. But it's not enough. Because we don't tell him what kind of sins. We don't spend effort to put name to our sins, to really make test of our heart, test of our actions. We don't do this. We just say, oh God, all my sins, forgive me. He forgives. But we have no benefit of spiritual life because of that, because we are not able to know ourselves. I heard that in these times that we have a lot of confident people because a lot of that everybody's great and perfect. And it was connected with something else, that it is because everybody gets a word for attendance, not for the result, you know, so we spoil whole generation. But isn't it true that we are so confident in front of God we say we are great, we are perfect, we are good? It is some kind of prideful confidence in us which causes that we are not able to name our problems, and we are not able to come and to beg as the blind and mute, God, help me, heal me in this particular moment. And I'm saying it I'm from experience, you know, because I'm saying that we don't do this. We left this practice, which was present through centuries, from the beginning, to really when people, Christians, were testing their souls, hearts. And they were strict with themselves because they knew that this strictness will bring them healing of soul and body. That strictness will bring them to holiness because they were really full of zeal to be like God is. And they couldn't stand if they found something what was putting him away from God. And this is not here. And I'm saying this because if we do it correctly, if we do it correctly, our heart would push us to confession, to that sacrament of church given by God to us for healing of soul and body. And there's a test, you know, if you don't have in the last 2 weeks desire to come for confession, be sure that is sign that you are doing not something correctly in your spiritual life. It's sign that you are not looking for this root of your weakness, that you are not looking for to give name to your weakness, to that root. It's sign that you are not growing. It's sign that you are too confident in front of God. Because if I look to my heart, every day is trying to find everything what really gives my life away from God, with really huge desire to be clean in front of God, it's impossible that we would have so rocky heart, cold heart, that would be not, which, and it's impossible not to have desire to go and to tell God, oh God, this, I am sick, I am doing wrong thing in these areas of my life, please help me, heal me. And he heals. Not only forgiveness of sins. Many times, even physical problems are removed. But what is more important, we are made whole again. We are filled with Holy Spirit. This teaching of church, this teaching of gospel. Those two people, they knew what was their problem. And if we go through gospel, we know these moments, there are those who were healed, who were released, made free from they all knew what is their problem, and they were begging God to remove that problem. And we should learn again this art of knowing our heart. Because this is important for us. We will be not growing if we don't have this art, because it is essential for our spiritual life, for our life with God. Let's ask today, when we are receiving God Himself to our life, may He give us this warm heart, this wisdom to understand what is the root of our weakness, root of our sin in our lives. And let's ask Him to heal us. If we have good desire, good intention in our heart, He will help us. Amen.